Epilogue. I still don't understand how you figured out it was Jason. Cassie was boxing up the umpteenth package of cupcake tops they had sold that morning. Lexi looked around the bakery. It was packed full of customers. All her worries about the bakery being closed and the negative publicity hurting business had been for nothing. Quite the opposite had happened. The notoriety of her killer cupcakes had increased business. Everyone wanted to try a taste of her infamous cupcake tops. After I got knocked out, Sprinkles found a button on the floor. It wasn't one of mine, so I figured it must be from whoever knocked me out. Then I saw Jason on TV at Nan's and recognized the button on his jacket. I remembered Jason had worn a strange pine-scented aftershave at Kevin's wake. I had smelled the same smell when I was on the floor after being knocked out. I put two and two together and knew it was him. Lexi smiled with pride at her skills of deduction. And you decided to confront him yourself? Seems pretty dangerous. You should have at least called me, or Jack.
Speak of the devil.
Cassie nodded her chin over toward the bakery door. Lexi looked over at Jack standing in the doorway. Her heart did a little flip. She ran over to greet him. Taking his hand, she pulled him to one of the tables. Grabbing a couple of coffees from her self-serve station, she took a seat across the table from him and pushed one of the coffees at him.
I had a visit from a strange man yesterday at the station, Jack said, fixing his honey brown eyes on her.
Oh?
Lexi tilted her head, raising an eyebrow. He said he was a friend of Kevin's and had talked to you at the wake.
Lexi remembered the disheveled man who had threatened her. I think I know who you mean. I told you about him, didn't I?
Jack nodded. He said he knew all about the whole blackmail scheme, although he claims he was not involved. Anyway, he said Kevin was afraid something might happen to him. Kevin sent you the book because he knew he could trust you. I think he meant to talk to you about it, but was killed before he could. The man said he was just trying to warn you so you wouldn't get hurt.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Lexi settled back in her chair. So the case is all wrapped up now?
Pretty much. We still need to find Sheila. She seems to have disappeared, along with the blackmail money Kevin had collected.
Lexi took a long sip of her coffee, letting the bittersweet liquid swirl around her taste buds. If Kevin had treated Sheila the way he treated her, then the girl deserved to get away with the money.
Jack reached across the table, putting his hand over Lexi's. Are we still on for tonight?
Lexi's stomach did somersaults at the way he looked at her. It had only been a couple of days since they had arrested Jason, but Lexi and Jack had already been on one wonderful date. She couldn't wait for more.
Lexi nodded enthusiastically.
Jack's eyes gazed into hers. His thumb caressed her palm, causing chills to run up her spine. How did he expect her to keep her mind on work all day? The tingle of the bell over the door broke the moment. Lexi looked over to see John Darling's long-legged frame in the doorway. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Cassie give him the once-over. Lexi giggled to herself. John was exactly Cassie's type. John's eyes scanned the room, lingering for a moment on Cassie, then settling on Jack and Lexi.
We gotta go, he said to Jack, then nodded a greeting at Lexi. Jack jumped up. I'll see you around 7, he said, looking pointedly at her.
Lexi nodded, giving a little wave. Jack turned, following John out the door. Just as the door shut, she saw John turn around and give Cassie a second look over his shoulder. She glanced over at Cassie, who was standing behind the counter, her mouth hanging open. Who was that? She asked, wide-eyed. Oh, he's Jack's partner, John Darling, Lexi said with a smile. Phew. Cassie fanned herself with her hand. The BRPD sure has some fine police detectives.
Maybe we should get mixed up in more murder cases. Lexi laughed. She had to admit, tracking down Kevin's killer had been an interesting challenge. She enjoyed putting together the clues, and the rush of that final moment when all the pieces fell into place and she figured out who it was. But tracking down murderers was a lot of work and very time-consuming. She'd rather spend all her time here at the bakery, doing what she loved, baking. Besides, tracking down one killer was enough for an entire lifetime, wasn't it? The end.